views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're with Artie and Sky, and this segment is about honoring yourself and respecting yourself and taking care of yourself.
Respect yourself.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's important, folks, because if you don't respect yourself, you're never going to attract respect. And it all leads to the same thing, doesn't it? What we said before on the first segment of the show.
Well, what happens is that...
attraction.
Yeah, the attraction. But what happens... is that when you're not respecting yourself, you know, and other people, you know, you try to be really, really nice to everybody else. And I met a mother and her two daughters, and the two daughters were truly bitches. They were. And these were young girls. They were like, you know, 9 and
like
12 years old.
Like Cinderella's evil stepsisters.
Oh, my God, both of them. And the mother was like the vulnerable one.
Aww.
The mother was the vulnerable one. And the kid. So, and I was able to, like, really give some really strong advice to both the girls and to the mother. And I said, you got to stop rewarding them when they are acting nasty, because I said, you're just trying to make them nice, you know, make them happy, make them happy, make them happy. And I've said this many times before. And I said, so you are conditioning your kids that when they're acting nasty and you're giving to them because you're trying to make them happy, I said, you're conditioning them to stay miserable.
Yes.
Because they're thinking in their mind, well, every time I act nasty or mean or bitchy, my mom gives to me. And she's looked at me and she goes, you are 100% right. I said, when they start acting like that, I want to ignore them. So then I got a hold of the two girls. And I started to understand why these girls were like that. And it had to do with, number one, their parents were going through a divorce. So they were feeling a lot of resentment.
And guilt.
And guilt and resentment. But... you know, what happens is that you go and you're with your other family, you know, your other friends who have families where the mother and father are together, or they're happy and they have siblings and everyone's getting along and they embrace you. And that's what you like. And then you go back home to your world
where it's dark energy,
where it's lower energy. And it's very difficult. And I was talking to them like this, and they were both nodding their heads, agreeing. There was not one ounce of disagreement or debate or anything. And I said to them, I said, you know, am I wrong? Do you feel that? And they said, no, you're right on. They were agreeing with everything. And I was like speaking their language. I was talking to them as if I was their insides.
Yeah.
And I was putting their insides and putting their feelings into words for these little kids. And it really, their demeanor changed. Like, right, like
somebody, and there was a grown up who actually understood and heard them.
Right. And I said, I understand your hurt. I understand your pain. I said, but, you know, you're acting nasty and you're acting very moody. I said, and yes, you don't like just going home just to your mom and just maybe to your one sister and whatnot. You don't have your dad there and there's these worthiness issues. I said, but this is what you got. And I said, if you want to heal, you got to come to a place of acceptance and make the best of what you got in the now. You know, and excuse me. So I was giving them like these beautiful words of advice that was coming through, and they totally got what I said. I said, so are you going to become a part of the solution, or are you going to be the problem? I said, why are you making this all about you? I said, do you realize that your mother deals with guilt all the time because she feels bad that you don't have a father that's around constantly or to come home to at night? And, you know, yet you go to your friends' houses and they seem to have that perfect dynamic or whatnot.
Yeah, but is that really her fault? Did she
initiate
this divorce?
No, it wasn't her fault. It was just her husband ended up, you know, being with somebody else or whatever.
But the problem here lies also with these children, that they have seen the dynamic of the beginning of the arguments, the middle of the argument, and now the divorce result. So, I mean, these children are not, they know what's going on.
Oh, they're fully aware of what's going on.
Sure,
but they
also
still feel very resentful being put in this position.
But I'm sure they're working. I'm being shown right now that these kids understand more than you know, and that they're working the mom too.
Oh, they're manipulating.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yes.
And that's what kids do. They manipulate. But yet inside, they feel very vulnerable themselves.
Yes.
So they put on this hard exterior that isn't, that isn't their true selves. And I said to the, and I even said to the little girl, because she's even harder than the older girl.
How old is these children?
I told you, 9 and 12.
Oh.
And so, and I said to her, I said, you're not even like that. I said, that's not you. I said, by nature, I said, you're a soft mush-mush.
Mm-hmm.
And she was shaking her head, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you have this hard exterior on the outside because all your friends got this attitude. And if you don't act like them, then you're not a part of the group. And, you know, and they, when they talk bad to their siblings or they talk bad to their parents, you feel like it's cool. You feel like it's normal. It's okay. And it's not. I said, not at all. I said, these are kids who just don't know better. I said, I'm telling you right now, that is not the way to respect. You don't respect your mom like that. I said, she's pulling everything out of her hat to try to give you the most comfortable life under the circumstances,
right.
And you just keep on causing more grief and making it all about you and stuff. And the girl, like, almost, she was holding back the tears big time, you know?
Because she knew you were right.
Right. And so, and so I said to her, I said, don't make it all about you. And I said, when somebody is down and out, don't beat them up and don't gnaw at them and just, like, get over it. You don't want to tell anybody to get over it. You want to help them get through it.
Yes.
All right. There's a difference between getting over it and getting through it. Getting over it is where I don't care about your feelings. Just get over it. You know, just overcome it. Get over it. You know, but when you get through it, it's like, all right, don't worry about it. You'll get through it. And you're like nurturing the person and you're helping the person to understand the situation. Don't worry. We'll get through it. Don't worry. You know, and you want to be there to listen. You want to be there to guide them. You want to be there to help them, get through it. But when you tell somebody, just get over it. It's like, I don't care about your feelings. Just deal with it. That's what it is. And that's it.
Yeah. You're washing your hands of the situation.
Right.
You're not being accommodated.
But the thing is, with each of those girls, like after I was finished, those girls, I got a big hug.
Aww.
And I got a peck on the cheek.
Aww.
And they felt very comfortable. One girl started giving me just a little bit of that little hug where it was like, you know, like how people like almost pat you or like just,
yes.
You know, I said, and I looked at the girl, I said, you better give me a big hug. I said, you were not. And so she gave me a big wraparound hug and then she kissed my cheek. And, you know, the mother was so grateful.
I'm
so grateful because in that half hour with each kid that when I was with them and explaining their thought process and telling them the rights and the wrongs and the goods and the bads. And I told them the effect that they have on others. And I told the one girl, I said, you are going to become a teacher. I said, you are going to be working with probably special needs kids or kids who are less vulnerable or in needy situation. I said, I see you. And she goes, that's what I wanted to do. She goes, I'm a teacher. She goes, I always want to be a teacher. I say this almost every day. I want to be a I said, you are, but how can you need to be a walking example? I said, how can you be mean and nasty to your mother and to, you know, to your sibling or whatever. And then all of a sudden you say you want to be a teacher.
Right. Right. That is beautiful. And to take children like that under your wing and to make them realize what the parent has been saying all along, but can't get through, you know, and to, for you to have picked up on so much.
Well, you know, it's about, you know, unfortunately, because they always treated their mom as a servant to them.
Yes.
It's hard to respect somebody who gives you way too much. I said to the mother, you're saying to your kids that you want them to appreciate all what you do for them.
Yes.
But when you were born by receiving everything, it's not like you could tell them, oh, you grew up in Newark, you know, it's not like they came from Newark or from Camden, New Jersey.
They were.
Or from Detroit or from the hard places of America.
Right.
And then you want them to
They're comfortable.
I said, they don't know the difference.
Right.
They were born into nice, and they were born into accommodating them from the get-go.
Right.
And then again, when they started to cry or they started to act nasty, right away, you want to make everything happy. And that's what you did with your husband. You lost the respect to your husband and he left. And now your kids are angry because they want you to be strong. They want you to stand up.
Right.
Because they'll respect that, not nice, nice, mush, mush.
Well, they know that they could walk all over her.
Right. It's manipulating, and it's just not right.
That's so sad. That is sad. And she's dealing with a lot of stuff herself, with the divorce and her husband, I'm sure finances, I'm sure the homes. You know, so she's dealing with a lot. Now she's dealing with the kids. And, you know, sometimes kids are very intuitive. They know when you're at your most vulnerable. And sometimes they get their little, they sneak their little, you know, idiosyncrasies into that, you know? And they know exactly when to hit you.
Oh, absolutely. Right between the eyes. And
yeah.
They do, because they, this is how, especially with divorced parents. They'll play one parent against the other parent.
Right.
Now, my daughter tried that game. And I just said to her, I don't give a crap.
Right.
I said, I'm not trying to outdo your mother.
Right.
I don't care, you know. Well, then I'm just going to go here, or I'm just going to do this. And I said, then go. I don't care.
Right.
I really don't care.
So you didn't feed it any energy.
I gave her no energy. And she knows that, you know. And when she's having problems with her mom or her stepdad, and she says, Dad, can I live with you? And I said, yeah, absolutely. I said, but things are going to change because I'm not going to put up with your bull crap.
Right.
Because it's like, I care with tough love. If you don't love with tough love, you lost.
Absolutely.
You're going to lose. And my daughter knows that I'm filled with tough love because you get to a point where I just don't give a crap.
Yeah.
I mean, I care, but
you
I don't care.
You care, but you don't
but
care.
But I don't care.
Indulge.
I said, so then go ahead and cry. And so go ahead and run away. And then go ahead and
right.
do this and do that.
Right.
I said, you know, it's like you can't feed into, well I'm going to, it's like, because you're not giving them any leverage when you do that.
This is so true.
And this is how you gain composure and stuff.
And you also gain their respect.
Exactly. Right. You need to gain the respect. You
yes.
want the respect
yes.
more than their friendship. You don't
exactly.
want to be friends with them.
Right.
You want to be the parent.
You want to be friends to a point, but they cannot step
you want,
over
no, no,
the
no,
line.
No, 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 no. You want to be friendly.
Yes. But
not necessarily
no,
friends.
Right.
Friends, they'll take advantage.
But they can't cross that line between
right.
parents and friends.
Yeah, excuse me, can I have that Twizzler? Thank you very much. All right, everyone, stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Everybody, it's Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
And now we got a whole bunch of people waiting online. So we have Debbie from Princeton.
Hey, Debs.
Hey. How are you? You are two of the best mediums I know. Comedians, too. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you perfectly, sweetheart.
How are you?
It's a full moon, so I thought I'd call you guys and wish you happy full moon because I think that the world is impacted by this full moon. I thought maybe you'd want to share that with your listening audience. I find it definitely has an impact on communication and people, don't you think?
Yeah, I was thinking that being the fantastic realtor that you are, that you were going to try to sell us Belmar or Asbury Park or...
Debbie, please don't think that I have been avoiding you, my love. I'm dealing with Harley. You know the situation.
She's under a tremendous amount of stress.
Tremendous, and it's come down to the wire. So
must be the full moon.
What, honey?
Must be the full moon. You know, I'm finding that people are not returning phone calls, and I don't know why. Is it avoidance? What is that?
No. It's just like I have to take my calls as they come, so I'm booked like a month in advance. So I'm taking phone calls and booking like a month prior to, you know, the call that you give me. And then I put, you know, and then my secretary puts you into a queue where I don't get your call. And if it doesn't roll over to my personal, then I kind of miss out on you. But I do know she did tell me that you were calling and I meant to get back
don't
to
worry.
You.
That's
do
okay.
Apologize.
Don't worry. I know. Hi, it's okay. Don't worry. I'm calling. We're on the air, aren't we?
Yes,
are we on the air?
Yes.
Are we on the air on your wonderful show?
We certainly are. What can we do for you today, my dear? How is
Let's talk about transformation and the impact of the moon. And let's not just you not returning calls, but just in general. What's going on in the world today? Lots of chaos out there. Can we talk about that? You know, just transformation. People want to, you know, transform. And there's a lot of impact. I thought the moon had an impact on what's going on this week in the world. And, day to day.
What do you think? The moon always has an impact.
I think the moon is trying to favor Trump, though.
Yes, he is.
You think? No.
Actually, yes, the moon does have an effect on
people. Yeah, so what's going on, you know, in the world today? Or with me? Are you doing mini readings on your wonderful show? Very entertaining, by the way. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
There's a tremendous chemistry between the two of you.
Thank you so much. What can we do for you today as far as
the mini reading? What did you want to know?
You know, just, you know, what's going on? I'm finding this week just a little frustrating. I don't know. It just
unfortunately,
not you, Sky, other people too.
Yeah. I have a feeling that you're either in a venture or you're going to go into a venture very shortly. That don't give it too much energy, Debbie, because it's not going to pan out for you. It's going to be a lot of work on your part and it's not going to pan out. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm
when you're, she basically, she's saying when you're trying too hard into something, you're trying too hard and just allow things to be because your expectations are sky high. Now, when you're in a situation where people or situations are just constantly working against you or things aren't flowing as beautifully and smoothly as you'd like and you feel overwhelmed or you're getting stressed out, that's the time to go to the beach or go to the park and do something for yourself. Just to step back rather than feeling like you have to always be in the race. You don't always have to be in the moment with work and I need to make money and I need to do this and I need to do that. It's like every moment, it's like I feel like I need to be doing something.
Don't consume yourself.
Yeah, it's too much is too much.
Follow up and manifestation, right? You don't have to manifest all the time.
Right. You
not
don't
all
have
the time.
No, because if you're obsessive with your manifestations, then it's going to go to pot. Because you're fearing it when you are constantly, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Once you say it once, that's it. The universe knows what you want. But when you're obsessing about whatever it is you say you want over and over and over again, that means you're fearing it because you're not believing that the universe will provide for you.
And what you're doing is putting out the fear.
Right, you're putting out the fear. And that's what they're picking up
on.
Right. So too much is too much.
But actually, what I did mean was you're venturing out into some kind of a business deal, or you're in it right now, and I feel like you're giving it a lot of energy or will be giving it a lot of energy, and it's not going to pan out in your favor, is what I actually meant by what I told you. But Deb, I promise I will call you back, my love, and thank you so much for calling, and we'll talk privately soon.
I look forward to hearing from you. I just thought maybe you wanted to, I thought maybe you thought that the energy of the moon, which is, you know, today, actually,
yes, I know.
You know, for everybody, for all your listeners, too, has an impact, you know, for people in general, not me specifically, but I mean in general.
Well,
so
of course
I thought that went along.
Well, yesterday I was in Ocean City, New Jersey,
too, right?
And when the moon was hitting the ocean, oh my God, it was so beautiful. And I was just sitting there on the steps, relaxing. And I just leaned back, just looking at the moon, and I just loved it. And there's like thousands of people walking by. And I was just asphyxiated with the moon on the ocean. It was so beautiful. So,
well,
but right now we got to wrap it up.
Right?
We have a nice guy waiting for us. Oh,
yeah, but
Elma.
But we're going to be going to
a commercial
break.
Yet?
How much time do we have?
No, we don't have a commercial.
Hey, Bri, how much time do we have?
You got 3 minutes.
Okay, good. All right, Deb, so we'll talk to you privately,
right, have a
and God bless
day.
You, sweetheart.
Yes, sweetie.
Nice talking to you.
Take care. Alma from Connecticut, are you there?
Is Alma still on?
Alma?
Bri.
Hello,
Alma?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Doing good. So let me ask you something. One of two things is happening. Either you're on vacation or you need a vacation. Because as soon as I heard Elma, I heard sabbatical. I can't stand that word. I can't.
I did that to you.
I just hate that word. And I heard that word sabbatical. So it's either you desperately need a vacation or you're on vacation now. Which
and I feel as though you're having health issues as well. And that's what you could be picking up on too.
No, it's sabbatical.
Oh, interesting. Can I ask you a question though?
Sure, go right ahead.
I'm looking for a relationship, and I am going on a vacation this weekend.
Cool, very cool.
Okay, there you go.
How's your health, sweetie?
Actually, I'm doing really well with it.
But you did have some issues?
I'm doing a lot of vacation and energetic work on myself, so I've been releasing a lot energetically.
Well, I just felt that you either are going to go through some issues or you're coming out of some issues because your health is not 1,000%. Where it should be at this point. So just keep an eye on it and just keep that in the back of your minds, okay?
So what is it that you wanted to know? You said about your relationship?
Yeah, I don't have one. I'm wondering what, because I talked to Sky, I think I talked to you both last year, and Sky said September. So I'm wondering
what happens in September.
What'd you say?
What happens in
September? Well, September's happening next month.
I thought she said last
year. You said last time that it'd be September for me. Nothing happened.
Okay, this is last September. Remind yourself of one thing, Alma, that unless you give it your all, and unless, you see, we all have free will, and if you're not doing what I told you to do to get yourself into a position where you can meet somebody, of course, what I'm predicting for you is not going to happen because you're not giving it what your part of it should be. So if you're invited to a party and you decide not to go, Elma, and there was a man there waiting for you that could have been the right man and you didn't go, of course you're going to miss out on that. So you also have to be a participant in your life as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
So I want you to stop being so withdrawn as far as being with other people and as far as pulling back on the things you can do.
Somebody's going to be asking you like to hit the ball back and forth, like playing tennis or something, or paddleball or something. I just keep on seeing it. Right. It could be badminton, but I see you, you know, with that arm motion doing this. Could either be with a friend or could be with a new partner. But right now we have to go to a commercial break. But you know what?
Okay,
sometimes the September could be the following year also. So never say never.
Right.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks a lot. All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit the Fear and Anxiety Solution.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you keep attracting the same type of guy over and over? Do you believe all of the good guys are taken and you might be single forever? Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including love. Did you know that many times a thing that keeps us attracting the same type of person is energy related? What if you could complete this pattern for good to attract conscious, loving men? Don't think it's possible? Several years ago, this is where I was, and I went on a journey to figure out how to undo this for myself, and I now help others with this. I love helping clients clear this pattern for good to have the love they so desire and deserve. If this resonates for you and you're ready to be truly done attracting the same type of person, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
For the Beatles, everybody, I just absolutely love the Beatles. So thank you, Brian, for playing that song.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. Anytime, lad.
Yeah, what was the other? There's another song by the Beatles. For the next segment, what I want is She Was Just 17. You know what I mean.
All right, I'll look that up for you, Artie.
And the way she looked. I love that song. That's a really good song also. So in any case, all right, we're talking about self-respect and honoring yourself. And, you know, you give out vibes to the public that you could tell, you know, without – you could tell them by the way somebody carries themselves. You could tell by the way they walk, by the way they just are. You could tell when somebody is feeling vulnerable. You could tell, you know, when they're confident. You could get a good gist of people's personalities just when they're walking by. Now, sometimes there's going to be a few little loops there because if they're having a bad day or if they're moody or when I say moody, I mean having a mood because of something bad happened. So that could throw it off a little bit. But overall, with the general gist, you could pretty much so tell somebody's disposition. Are they happy? Do they, you know, are things basically going well in their life? But yet, you know, you could tell when somebody's strong or when somebody's weak. And it's a vibe that you get. And, you know, it's almost like you draw attention to yourself in the way that you feel about yourself, whether you realize it or not. And it's on a subconscious level. So it's like, you know, if you have a zit on your face and it's bothering you, trust me, everyone, like a magnet, like a magnifying glass, everyone's going to be going right after looking at that zit, whether you like it or not. Or you feel funny about your hair, or you feel funny about this. And you just draw that attention to you because you're so self-conscious of it, you know? So, and speaking of which, you know, with all the self-consciousness, one of my colleagues I haven't even tried the stuff yet, but, you know, she's been trying to get a hold of me on and off in regards to trying certain creams as far as for the wrinkles, you know, around the eyes or around the mouth or around this or around that. And, you know, I'm really not self-conscious about that stuff. It's, I don't know. I'm a guy, I guess. I don't know. And guys get away with cheating with age, because as you get a little older, you know, it looks more distinguished, you know, with the gray hairs or a few wrinkles or the laugh lines or whatever. And with girls, it's like, oh my God, you know, Botox City, plastic surgery City. And, oh, I got to tell you this. Speaking of which, I did a reading for this one girl. All right. I was in the winery in Cape May, and it went extremely successful. It was very successful. And I looked at this girl, and she was a pretty girl. You know, she was like in her about 20 years old, give or take. And I looked at her because I was getting this image, this message that I wanted to deliver to her. And when I said to her, I said, are you looking to get plastic surgery? And she smiled and she said, yes. I said, and I'm looking at her, I go, what do you want to get plastic surgery about? Because her overall body looked pretty good and her face. I said, are you looking to get a boob job? And she smiled, she goes, yes. And I go, no. I said, you don't want to do it. I says, it's going to end up not being as nice as you would like. I said, trust me, it's not, I said, right away, you're going to like the results. I said, you're going to like the results right away. It will be fine for later on. But all of a sudden, I saw her breast becoming distorted. And I said to her, I said, you don't want to go there. I said, trust me on this one. The reason why I know I'm right is because I told you, you didn't say anything to me. You didn't ask me. Right. But I knew that you were getting some kind of plastic surgery. I knew that it was a boob job without you saying anything. I said, if I already know this, that this is what you're looking to do, and then I'm just getting all negative feelings. I said, trust me on this. I said, I am saving your life, you know, your emotional life. So, don't do that to yourself. And, you know, and people, you know, do get little things done here and there to make themselves feel good, but everything has a balance. You know, if you have too much of this and too much of that, you know, it turns out to be really, really bad. So everything has a balance, but, you know, it's about self-respect.
Yes. As far as self-respect goes, like we had mentioned before, if you don't have respect for yourself, of course, you're not going to project that. And nobody's going to have self-respect for you. And if you're dealing with not realizing that you're not projecting respect for yourself, if you have close friends or relatives and they're bringing up certain points about you, I would suggest that you pay attention to those points and that you look at yourself hard and long and see if you can make adjustments that you're comfortable with. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to deal with that. What do you think, Art?
I don't know what I just don't know.
Not you.
No,
you know
not
everything.
Me. I know everything. I have no thoughts. You know, it's funny because it's like a lot of people aren't used to me being quiet.
No.
But you want to know something, but I feel very, you know, and as much as certain people might disagree, but I'm actually okay with being quiet every now and again.
But
and,
you know what? Really, people listen to you because what you say is valid. You don't make ridiculous predictions. When you make a prediction, I know I stop and listen because I know that that's the truth.
Thank you. No, but you want to know something? I like to listen to a lot of people with their situations or whatever's going on and stuff because, you know, doing the radio show, we talk all the time.
Yes.
And doing readings and with all the readings that we do, you're doing
talking
all the time and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm doing events, I'm doing parties, I'm going here, I'm going there and stuff. But you want to know something? I really do. I feel very comfortable within myself, not feeling like I always have to talk about, you know, just myself. I, at times, you know, people get inspired and they're asking me questions and right. stuff like that. And, you know, when you're with a group of people and spirituality isn't a part of their regular life.
Yes.
And so all of a sudden they find out, or you tell them that you're psychic or you're a medium. All of a sudden they're like, I want to know everything. It's like, yeah. It's such a whole nother world.
That
like, that's
so
amazing.
True. Yeah.
And they want to go off on a tangent and know everything about you. And how'd you start? And
yes.
You told these stories a million and one times,
right.
But they get excited all over again.
That's so true. I notice that happens a lot too. Especially with people who are not inclined to be spiritual. A lot of people say, oh, I don't believe in all this, and I don't give it any clout or anything. But yet, as Artie, they want to know how it started, where it came from, what you hear, all about themselves. And if you're not interested, why do you want to know all this stuff? You know, I'm wasting my breath.
No, but they're interested. It's like they're
of
curious.
Course they are. That's
it's
my
just,
point.
It's just that they can't figure it out. You know, you can't pinpoint.
That's true. And that's scary for them.
Oh, you want to know something? This is a good title. This is a good, no, I can't tell you my title because I'm in the process of finishing writing a book.
Yeah, don't say here, write it.
But I'm not going to, I got an excellent title.
I think you told it to me.
No. This is something just fresh.
A different one?
You know what is something? I got to brag about something that I did today because
okay.
I'm very proud of a moment that happened and God blessed the situation. You know, as everyone knows, we're a good people, a lot of people know, you know, other than doing my spirituality work, you know, I also own a window cleaning, power washing business. And so I went away because I had a lot of people working at this big job. And so I decided to step away to get, you know, a cold drink for everybody. And so while I was going, you know, when I was like,
taking a break
and I was driving, I looked over to my right and there was all these steps to this one door. And this lady was trying to go up the steps with the carriage, and she had her 5-year-old son in the front. He was trying to lift it up. And I felt like my heart just went out to them. And so I pulled over. I said, excuse me. I says, can I help you? I said, well, do you need some help? You look like you're... And like they both looked at me and said, oh my God, that's so nice of you that you just stopped to do that. And so I got out of my van and I went up. And so she held the back and I held the front. And we brought it all the way up to the steps to her front. And she's explaining how her husband's not around. And her husband, you know, is out working, whatever. Usually... And they were just so appreciative. And then they saw the van with my window. It says, I want to get my windows done.
Ah!
You know, and I said, I'm not doing this to do
right.
your windows. I just saw you, you know, I just
Aww.
Wanted, they said, no, I really wanted to get my windows done.
Isn't that funny how God
and
works?
So, and it was just so great. That a special moment.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to solicit. I
know you
my
didn't.
Heart went out because this little boy was trying to help his mom and going up all these steps.
Aww.
And I just said, oh, wow, that was just so adorable. And so I just said, you know, let me help out. And so I took a moment to make somebody's day.
That's so
more
beautiful.
Fun.
So, I love you for those things.
And so right now we got to take a break. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
All right, everybody. I hope you like the Beatlefest, the Beatlemania.
Oh, I love Beatles.
I certainly do. So
I love the Beatles. They are amazing. But you know what? It's coming up to that time.
What time? Howdy doody time? We have time.
We do?
Yeah, we got some time. Yeah, absolutely. Do we have a caller on, Brian? Can we get
somebody? Yes, we do. Lori from Maine has been waiting ably and ready to go. Lori, how are you?
Okay. Hey, Lori from Maine.
How are you, sweetie? Yes, hello. How are you?
Doing very good. We only have a few minutes, but we're willing to give you our few minutes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering what you could see that's going to happen to me. I've been working with angels and doing some spiritual work, and I just wanted to know if you had any advice or anything I should be doing or not doing.
I feel like that working with, you know what, I keep on seeing lots of colors around you. And I feel like whether you're working with, and you know, this might weebie-jeebie people out, but if you work with candle magic, working with different colored candles or working with different stones.
Yes.
I feel
yes,
like
I
working
crystals.
With different crystals and stones. And I feel like if you do this for your, not just for other people, but also for yourself, it's going to help you raise your vibrations. And there's going to be a couple of stone clear. I'm getting like a rose color quartz. And also a clear quartz. I feel this very strongly around you. That would benefit you big time. It will help raise your vibrations. Also, amethyst would be very, very beneficial for you.
Okay.
Are you meditating? Okay. Are you do angel meditation?
Yes. I do my best to, yeah. But, yeah, the meditation, yeah, I do that quite often.
Okay. I feel as though, like, I'm being told that you need to single out one particular angel. And I think there's, and I bet you know this already, there's one particular angel that's trying to communicate with you on behalf of a group of angels. Have you ever gotten that feeling that there was
sort of that one main angel?
Yeah, I just haven't figured it out yet.
You haven't figured it out yet?
No, you mean is it like an angel that keeps coming to me? Like, I talk to Archangel Michael almost every night.
Yeah.
Right, so that's the one.
Yeah. I feel that you need to be more precise with him and to have conversations with him.
Trust me when I say this to you. You are going to find a beautiful aqua, or it's not emerald, but it's aqua piece. And it has like a bunch of little sparkles upon, and it's like oval, this aqua piece that I see that's going to hang around your neck. It's going to hang around your neck. It's going to find you. You're going to like just come about it and it's going to find you. And you're going to find a beautiful, beautiful oval shaped, like a, what's a
pendant?
Like a pendant. Yeah. But it's something that you hang around your neck.
Yes,
and it has a bunch of little crystals to it, like a bunch of little shiny, right. A bunch of little shiny other little crystals. But it's going to be done so elegantly and so beautiful. You are going to get so many compliments, but this is what I see around you. And it's going to give you comfort. It's going to give you strength. And it's just going to find you. And you're going to know it the moment you're there. And I see it in a glass case, and it has your name written all over it.
Oh, wonderful. And you say
how's your love life doing, Laura?
It's not doing too good. I've been single for a couple of years.
Okay, because you know what? The angels are bringing me to a time in your life. Have you been divorced?
I've been separated from my ex. Yes. Yep, I've been with a man for 8 years.
Okay. I'm also feeling that the way they're explaining it to me is it's so, and it might not be in your mind right now, but it seems to them that it's very fresh within your mindset. It could be on a not a conscious level. It could be on a subconscious level. But I feel as though that's kind of blocking the reason why you're at a standstill right now, as far as the angels are going.
Right now, you feel very comfortable projecting love out there, but you're having a hard time trusting receiving it.
Yeah, and
right. I think that's true.
This boundary of this divorce you have to climb over.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you might say, like, in the here and the now, oh, I'm over it, it did hurt me, and I'm getting over this, I feel on a soul level, you need more healing.
Right. I think that's true. Yep.
You would definitely benefit from somebody who is much more sensitive and somebody who is spiritual.
Right.
And I suggest that anytime that you can go to any spiritual events or any gatherings of spirituality. I feel like by being in this energy field is actually where you're going to be meeting your Mr. Wonderful.
I agree with Audie 100%.
Yeah, I wish the place.
And I also feel as though if there's any circles you can go to, spiritual circles or non-denominational spiritual churches, I suggest you join. You like what Audie's saying, but you need people of like mind.
You know, even if you go to like Barnes & Noble or some kind of a bookstore and you're around the spiritual section, you know, you're going to see somebody. You might also very well see somebody right there also looking at the book and might start up a conversation right then and there, you know. And but I see you with somebody. He's slender and he has a very nice appeal to his overall appearance.
Do you see a white shirt?
A light colored shirt.
Yeah, it's a button down.
Yes, a button down. Yeah. But right now we got to go. And it was a great pleasure sharing
God
time with you.
God bless you, Laura, and keep talking to those angels.
God bless you.
And specifically, have conversations with Michael. He's amazing.
I will.
I adore him.
Yes, I do.
Hey, Brian, how much time do we have left?
Time is up.
Okay, everybody. Well, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity, and always communicate with the Holy Spirit and your angels because they are listening.
Oh, yes, they are, folks. And thank you once again for sharing a beautiful week with us.
Yeah, so have a beautiful week, everybody.
God bless.
Take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.